Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today from Citizens Bank Park, the site of where the Phillies and the Padres will play game two of this series after a nice win by the Phillies 4-0 last night. Brilliance from Zach Wheeler, who pretty much always is brilliant. Buzz is back in the studio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Malbec is all right, man. I like the Malbec.
You're a wine guy now.
I like the Malbec. It get a nice little buzz, you know.
I recall a few months ago, you kind of snickered at the idea.
I did snicker at it. I did, man. But I'm engaging right now in the Reds. I haven't tried the whites yet. I'm trying to figure out what I like about the red wines first.
Yeah. I think red wine's the best wine.
Yeah. I like and I like the fact that I probably don't drink it room temperature like everybody. I like it cold. Mm. I like it cold, but it tastes good cold. So I think I'm a Malbec guy.
You know, it's interesting. You kind of led us down this way to start the show because good wine, Hugh, ages well, right? That's what people say. And I think for two Phillies, one is aging spectacularly, and unfortunately, the other one is not right now aging the way we had hoped or probably he hoped. So let's start with the good from last night. Hugh, the good is Zach Wheeler is amazing. I mean, we know this. We say it every fifth day. It really, to put it in perspective, I mean, he just had one of the greatest months of June we've ever seen in Philadelphia. He dominated last night against a team that is, you know, fighting for the playoffs. It's ho-hum, though. It's almost like we kind of just forget it and we just accept it. But it really, we should celebrate it more. Zach Wheeler is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the franchise, and he's quickly moving up those ranks. So great start by Wheeler last night. Phillies manufactured some runs. Hugh, you almost hit your Max Kepler
almost
home run bet.
Hey, listen.
Woo!
Boy,
almost.
If I'd have hit that home run. I mean, I wouldn't hit my parlette because I had
Trey.
It was him and Trey.
Yeah.
But it would have been fun to talk about. I think I might run that one back tonight, though.
Yeah?
I might run that back.
That was
he looked like, you know, for as much chirping as you've been doing, you got to step up to the plate. You got to make some things happen. So I might run that one back tonight.
So that was an incredible catch by Jackson Merrill in center field to rob that home run. So a nice win for the Phillies last night. They get this homestand started off with a victory behind Wheeler. We'll do more on Wheeler coming up. But Hugh, the other side of the coin, of course, it was the good news before the game, but it was – you ever get good news, but it's like tepid good news? It's like, yeah, you got good news, but then the reality of it may be not what you wanted it to be. So Bryce Harper was activated from the injury list yesterday. Hugh, that's the good news, right?
Yes.
We were all hoping for that. We thought yesterday there might be a chance because he took extra batting practice over the weekend in Atlanta. But sometimes the story is good, and then you kind of dig for the details, and it's like, what are we getting here? And that's what I'm wondering about Bryce Harper. So, you know, what I'm about to say, and we're about to hear from Bryce, this isn't just based on last night, right? It's just one game. He had two at-bats. He also walked and got hit by a pitch. So 0-for-2 last night. But, Hugh, after listening to Bryce Harper yesterday, I got to tell you, I'm not expecting us to get the Bryce Harper we're used to with him back now because I don't even know what this guy is. I'm not sure he knows what he is physically at this point. Let's listen to Bryce Harper yesterday. As he returned, talking before the game, Bryce Harper on why now? Like, why was now the time for him to be activated? Well, here's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear him say, I'm 100%. I'm ready to go for the second half of the season. Instead, we got this yesterday in the dugout.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And, you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
He was at a standstill, didn't think it was going to progress any further. That didn't give me great hope for Bryce Harper and whatever the heck's going on with his wrist. Like, I was hoping for him to say, I feel myself. And he didn't say that yesterday. Basically, he said, yeah, we don't think this is getting any better, so I gotta tough it out here. 215-592-949 for reaction to the win last night and really on Bryce Harper. Hugh, I think the question now is, are you expecting Bryce Harper to be Bryce Harper? And I think everyone knows what I mean when I say that, right? The Bryce Harper we're used to. The Bryce Harper that's been one of the best hitters in baseball since his whole career, but certainly in Philadelphia. Hugh, yesterday, before he was activated, you said you expect Bryce to be Bryce. Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce now that he's officially back?
Yes, I do. I think that, like I said the other day, I think Bryce is in a position right now where he's uncomfortable with how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. I told you, I don't think he's one of those guys that likes to take a whole lot of extra medicine or anything like that. So he's out there naked, if you will. And I feel like for him, he has to work through whatever it is he's feeling. You know, he has to adjust. Because like he said, he's not probably not going to be 100%. He's in a good place where the doctors have told him, that he can't injure himself anymore, so he just has to get comfortable with that. So with all of that being said, yes, I expect him, when he gets comfortable, to be the Bryce Harper old.
Let's hear more from Bryce yesterday on why he thinks he could be his best now, whatever that version is, as he's back from the injured list.
Do you feel you can play at your best level, feeling the way you do now?
Yeah. Flat out. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that make you feel confident that, yeah?
Well,
I didn't. This is not – something about this doesn't feel right to me, because usually when a player comes back from an injury, and I know they're all different, and I'm sure you've suffered different injuries that you feel your best or not your best when you come back, there's a sense of optimism when a guy gets back. I'm ready to go. And what I got yesterday is, I guess I'm ready to go because I'm not getting any better. Like, it almost felt like I stagnated in my recovery, so we might as well just come play games.
Yeah, and try to figure it out. Like, he's going to have to figure it out. There's no question about that. But I believe that once he does figure it out, that he could be the Bryce Harper that we need him to be. Now, you know, realistically, what does that look like? Don't know. Don't know. I mean, you know, if we're talking about the Bryce Harper that was hitting home runs all over the place and, you know, doing all the things that Bryce Harper does, I don't know about that. But I'll take 70% Bryce Harper in this lineup over 0% any day.
So I will too, but I – don't the Phillies need the real Bryce Harper, though? Closer to the best. I mean, maybe there's a chance, Hugh, he's already peaked, right, as a player. He won two MVPs already. He may never win another one again. That's aging. That's normal. I'm not saying he has to be MVP-level Bryce Harper. But I need something close to that, all-star-level Bryce Harper. I mean, I don't know if we're seeing that this season again. He's back. That's great. But I got the sense listening to him yesterday that this is a touch and go like the rest of the season. We got to wake up and see how we feel every day. That didn't give me comfort.
Yeah, because it feels like recklessly speculating.
Well, here we go. Yeah, it's only 10:07.
That's what
yeah.
I do. That he has to find his comfort zone. The doctors have probably told him, hey, this is as good as it's going to get. There's no more – you can't do any structural damage to it. Probably told him that. And now it's up to you, because everything that has been said up until this point is, hey, it's all on him and how he feels. So it is on him, and it's on him to work through that. And I do believe strongly, with me recklessly speculating, that this has something to do with Bryce doesn't want to take anything to dull his senses. It really does, because normally when you're like that and you're told that, you know, you can't do any more damage, you just take a shot. Take a shot and keep it moving. You know, and deal with the consequences after the fact. Don't feel like Bryce is that type of cat. He's going to do all that.
There was just something about his demeanor yesterday, like the inflection in his voice. I didn't sense a lot of optimism from him. It was almost like, yeah, I'm back. I guess we'll see what happens here. And I was hoping for more, hey, I'm back. I'm feeling better. I'm ready to go. I didn't get that yesterday. Let's hear Rob Thompson. I thought this was also interesting. Topper yesterday asked about this, and you know, we've kind of chronicled how there seems to be a disconnect between the Phillies and Bryce on this. You know, a couple weeks ago, Dombrowski said he was cleared, and then it took, what, another full week or so for him to get back? Let's hear Topper in the dugout yesterday before the game on Bryce's comments, the one we just played for you. Here was Topper's reaction when he found out what Bryce said.
Bryce used the term, the progress was at a standstill. Is this something that will have to be managed, you know, from here on out?
I don't know what that means. Progress is at a standstill.
That's what he said. He said, like, he didn't necessarily feel like he would get any better. He used the word standstill.
Well, it sounds like he's fine to me. So we're just going to have to monitor him every day. That's when he comes in. And it's not only his wrist, it's his legs, too, because you can do all the conditioning you want. But once you get out on the field and he hits four doubles tonight, then we better check his legs tomorrow, yeah?
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there, Hugh, with the Topper's reaction. There seems to be a disconnect.
Shout out to John Clark for being that dogged reporter.
That's what his job is. He's doing his job. But I did a couple things for
him. Rabble rouser.
One, he was confused at what Bryce said.
Yes.
But then two, he acknowledged we have to check on him every day. If you're checking on him every day, then that means he's not right. Because I'm sure they check on every player, like, and the trainers do every day. But if you're specifically checking on this guy's wrist every single day on how he's feeling – it tells me he's not himself, because that's not – you wouldn't do that for a player that didn't have an issue. Or if he was fully back, you know, maybe after a few days, you know, and he feels good, you kind of move forward and you treat him like the player he used to be. You know, I'm not expecting Bryce Harper to be Bryce. Now, I agree with what you said. I'll take 70% of the prime Bryce Harper. But I was hoping we were getting Bryce – like, when I say Bryce Harper, everyone knows what I mean. You could picture the last
– money.
7 years in Philadelphia. We're halfway through this contract. You know who that is. That guy's been one of the best players in baseball for a long time. I'm not expecting Bryce to be Bryce. 215-592-9494. What'd you make of the Topper response there?
Everybody's not on the same page. Mm. Like Topper's, you know, Bryce is saying one thing.
And he's on the other.
And Topper's talking about something else. I think to be honest, a lot of this, I think the team feels that Bryce is fine, and I think Bryce, it's more mental for Bryce, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and to be fair on what you just said, Bryce is the one that kind of put himself on the shelf a month ago, right?
Yeah.
They didn't shut him down. Yeah. I mean, they effectively had to put him on the IL, but he basically said, I can't do this anymore a month ago, and that's why he went on the injured list. So you're right. I think the team does think he could play through this, but I have no idea where this is going. I don't have great confidence that he's just going to be himself and hit and have no problems the rest of the season. It feels like we're in a day-to-day, week-to-week thing with him the rest of the season.
Well, he has to feel comfortable. That's the biggest thing. In order for you to perform at your best, you have to feel comfortable out there doing what you're doing. And I think for Bryce, he has to get to that level of comfort where he's like, you know what, even though I don't feel 100%, I can still go out there and do my job.
Yeah,
that might take a couple games.
It might, or it might take long. So I remember in May when he, you know, because he didn't hit much the first month of the season, and we talked about, is Bryce going to turn this around? And most people, including me in optimism, like, Bryce is going to hit, right? As long as he's healthy, Bryce is going to hit.
Yeah.
But he's not healthy. Like, this doesn't – he didn't sound to me yesterday like a healthy baseball player. He sounded like someone who's dealing with something and is going to play through it. That's what I heard yesterday. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down now that Bryce Harper is back? Do you expect him to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? Buzz is in today for Kyle back in the studio. Buzz, what are you feeling on Bryce? As yesterday he returns, but it was kind of an odd return. Buzz, what do you think? Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce?
No, I don't. I mean, I think this is a guy who I've kind of relegated myself to the fact that I think he's going to be good, not great. I really don't want to think in terms of we've seen the best of Bryce Harper already, but I think we kind of have to set ourselves up for this. This is continual injury problem year after year. The guy clearly has not been the same level of power hitter that he has been in previous seasons. And just looking at his numbers of what he already has this season, like we're probably looking at his lowest OPS in like 10 years. He's at 9 home runs right now. I mean, we'd probably all sign up for like 20 by the end of the season. Sure, if he comes to the plate in a big moment in the postseason, are we all going to be glued to the TV? And will
yes.
we be surprised if he comes through? Like, absolutely not. But the difference between good players and great players is the level of consistency in which they do it, the hot streaks that we are so accustomed to watching this guy. And I don't think we're going to see that anymore. I think those moments of power, those hot streaks are going to be fewer and further between, quite honestly.
I think you're right on that. Yeah, I'm not expecting the greatness out of Bryce Harper. And if he does it,
y'all just negative.
Did you hear him yesterday?
I mean, he did. It wasn't a ringing endorsement, but
it wasn't a ring endorsement. He basically was like, I didn't know what to do, so I decided to come back.
He's admitting he's not 100%, and
yes.
like probably won't be.
He's not comfortable in where he is. He's not centered right now, if you will.
Well, also, I think what Buzz said there it adds to this. Hugh, what even is he now anyway? Right, like.
What type of player is he?
Yeah, like, so let's. I know the wrist has been part of the issue, right? We heard about this last August, and then we heard about it again, you know, a few weeks ago when he went on the injury list. I just pulled this up. Over the last calendar year, right, it's July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So from last July 1st through now, Bryce Harper has 19 home runs in a year. And I understand that he's missed time in there, but that's the reality. But he ranks 80th in baseball in home runs over the last year. I mean, some of the names above him, you're like, who are these guys? I mean, one of them is Carlos Santana, who I think everyone probably thinks retired a few years ago. He's still playing. There's a lot of players on the list that you're like, he's above Bryce Harper? It's been a while since he's been the guy that we think of when we think of Bryce Harper.
I think that Bryce is in a space where he probably has to adjust.
Does that mean less power?
It might be. I don't know. Like, I'm, again, recklessly speculating because I don't know what it's like to be a player of Bryce's caliber dealing with what he's dealing with.
Well, the wrist affects everything.
Yeah,
in the swing.
Yeah, you know, with the swing and everything. So I don't know. So Bryce has to figure out what he wants to be moving forward until he gets all his faculties back. You know, so maybe he's the guy that moves runners. Maybe guys just
moves runners.
Joe, I'm trying.
This is one of the great hitters of all time.
Flap hitter Bryce.
Oh my goodness!
Just lay some bunts down.
We're cooked if he's moving runners.
Buzz, this is your first day. Before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets, allow me to get my thought process together first. All I'm saying is
then
this,
jump
guys.
On him.
Yes, and then you'll be free to jump on me. All I'm saying is this: is that we know Bryce is not 100% correct.
Yeah, that's why I'm upset.
But 70% of Bryce is better than no Bryce in this lineup,
correct? I understand. But when you're saying moving runners.
What I'm saying,
if he's Bryson Stott, let's just pack it in now.
What I'm trying to say is this. Until you get back to the Bryce of old,
yeah.
Do what you can to help this team win. Does that sound bad?
Yes. And look, he's good enough that he can walk three times in a game and help the team.
Yes.
Right? Like he brings a gravitas to the game. I get all that. But when you're saying moving runners, like he's some slap-hitting
just going to ball to the right side, just get him over.
If you're right on this.
Wait a minute, Buzz.
Cooked.
Give me 2 seconds.
Moving runners.
This is the problem with you people.
Oh,
you
know, we're starting early on the you people.
I'm just saying, you don't want the reality of the situation. The dude sat there, looked like he was 2 seconds away from crying, but he playing. He trying to play. Didn't he get on base last night?
Twice.
Okay.
I mean, one where he was hit by a curveball.
Okay, he got hit.
Yeah.
But he got – damn, that's messed up. He get hit first game back.
He did get on base twice last night. That helps.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
You have to allow this man time to get worked back, to get acclimated. To be honest, I expected him to hit a home run last night.
See, that's the problem.
That's what I expected. But I was okay with what he did.
You know what I needed yesterday and he didn't provide it?
What's that?
I needed him to lie to me. I needed him to tell us, I'm back. I feel myself.
He's not a liar, though.
But I needed a liar.
He's not a liar.
When he spoke yesterday, I didn't feel like, oh, Bryce Harper's back. I felt like they don't know what to do, so they're just going to activate him and hope for the best. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? Are you expecting Bryce to be Bryce as he's back in the lineup? As Hugh said, he did get on base twice last night. A walk, got hit by a pitch later in the game. The bottom line is, though, he didn't sound very optimistic to me. He sounded almost in a standstill. They didn't know. He sounds like they're not sure what to do, so screw it. Let's go play some baseball. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff. What we need here is a Ray Dittinger reality check. I really don't think he's going to get back to, at least this season, to what we expect of him, which is 35 home runs, 100 RBIs, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm like you. I'll take 70 to 75% of Bryce Harper over pretty much anybody on that team.
Over Buddy Kennedy, who they DFA'd yesterday?
Yeah, thank God. I mean... Yeah, you kind of need the guy. Well, look, his defense at first base has been really good since he got there. So you're gaining that back because, I mean, Bohm was decent at first. And
Otto,
the garbage man, he played a little bit. He played fairly decent at first. But you need Bryce Harper in the lineup. I just kind of don't like the, well, this is what it is part of it. That's the part I'm having an issue with. Like you said, Joe, lie to me and tell me everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'm asking for much, Hugh. Just want to be lied to yesterday. I want the player who's coming back from the injury list to say, I feel good. I'm ready to go.
It's not in his DNA, man, to lie to you, man. Y'all, this is the problem. Y'all can't handle the truth.
I took the truth, and I'm reacting to it. You're sugarcoating the truth.
I'm not sugarcoating.
Telling me he's going to move runners.
I'm saying, okay, well,
This guy was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 16. Baseball's next big thing. Now he's going to move runners along.
Give me what you got, Bryce.
Oh, geez.
Give me what you got. I know you're not 100%. Give me what you got.
No. Yes. This is the problem. People like you are the problem here.
I'm kind of with you on this part of it. He may have to change how he hits. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to be a Larry Bowa slap hitter, choking up 4 inches on the bat. But in order to keep his health and cut down on the chances of getting hurt with the way he swings, he may need to change that. Not now. It's not
baseball, guys.
God forbid somebody try to change something in the middle of the season. But over the winter, offseason, I think if I were him, I would be considering trying to figure out a better way to swing and lessen the chance of me injuring that wrist again.
Yeah, Jeff, that might happen. And we'll see what happens. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call.
Reality check!
You're the one that needs a reality check over there.
What are you talking about?
Because you're almost like accepting that he won't be the same and oh well, but you also expect Bryce to be Bryce. Moving runners is going to stick in my head the rest of the season. moving runners. That's what you ask, like, second baseman who can't hit to do. Just move the runner along. We need this guy to hit second or third and crush the ball.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but right now he's not in the right headspace to do that.
Right, I know.
You have to be comfortable. He has to be comfortable. So if it takes a couple games for him to get comfortable and him to figure out what he needs to do to be that old Bryce Harper, I'm okay with that. But as long as he's in the lineup, he's a threat.
So I agree with that second part. Sure, he's a threat, and pitchers have to consider, you know, pitching to him, and he's going to work the case. Like, he's going to help the lineup more than he's going to hurt the lineup.
Yeah.
There's a baseline of Bryce Harper that's going to give you a quality at bat. And look, it's good that he's back. I just found that whole thing yesterday before the game ominous. It just felt odd to me.
Yeah, with the military haircut and the nice coiffed beard.
And he didn't seem happy. Like, did you get a sense that he was thrilled to be back? I didn't get that sense. I got a sense of, like, we're out of answers, so let's go play some ball.
Nah, I'm not going to lie to you. That was not a ringing endorsement
that
he gave. And he was real. What's the word you want to talk about? Like, what's the word you use to describe him? Stoic?
Stoic, yeah. I remember three years ago now, I should say. 2022, right? He breaks his thumb. He gets hit by the pitch.
Uh-huh.
Michael Bourne cursed on the air. It was great at radio.
Yeah, that
was
great.
And he comes back, right? And he had that was different. That was a broken bone, right? That broken bone is healed. You're good to go. But there was a sense of optimism when he came back. There was a standing ovation when he came back. The Phillies were obviously in the playoff race. And there was an ovation from yesterday. But there was a sense of he's coming back to help the Phillies get over the hump into the postseason. And then the way that went is he didn't hit much the regular season down the stretch, but once the postseason arrived, he went crazy and became, you know, a legend here in Bedlam at the Bank. I sensed optimism from him 3 years ago when he came back. I didn't sense that yesterday. I sensed almost a let's hope for the best from Bryce Harper yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, and
that didn't do enough.
It didn't work. It didn't work for me. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce? Do you expect Bryce to be Bryce now that he's back? Do you expect him to be the Bryce Harper we're used to? I don't. I'm lowering and kind of tempering my expectations for what he could be. Hugh Douglas over here expects Bryce to be Bryce, and if he's not, maybe he can move some runners along.
Maybe he can move some runners.
Yeah,
we got. You know how many people
Gene Segura
me
over here?
Mean and hurtful names when I see it.
Well, because you might as well cancel the season if he's moving runners. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. And when we come back, your phone calls on Bryce Harper, and we'll discuss Zach Wheeler, the dominance, the excellence of Wheeler, where he is right now for me in terms of Phillies pitchers I've ever seen. And I have a request for Hugh Douglas because Hugh did something a couple weeks ago that is looking more and more egregious. Let's see if he's willing to change his mind. Devin will join us at 11.
Was she going to drop us with a new big word today?
I hope so, yeah.
She dropped cathartic yesterday.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
On the air?
On Twitter?
On
the tweeter.
Yeah, had people take that. They didn't know what it meant?
They didn't know, but I Googled it.
Okay. Glad we're all doing smart things here. 215-592-9494. We're live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We are ready. And a 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And what a way to finish for Zach Wheeler tonight. His 10th strikeout of the night as he goes 8 scoreless innings.
What else is new? Zach Wheeler, dominant again last night. Finishes off an incredible month of June. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, live from Citizens Bank Park today. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. We got a lot going on this show today. So Devin Caney's going to join us at 11. I have a big question for her. I know you think she's going to give us a new word to learn this week. But I have a question for her, for you, for everyone out there that had Zach Wheeler lower than, I would say, 2 or 3 on their list.
Oh, now you peacock.
Yeah, well, are you ready to change your list? The top 11 was a couple weeks ago, Hugh. And where did you have Zach Wheeler, 8 or 9?
He was 9.
9 on your list. Not 9. Mm. 9 on your list here, Hugh Douglas, okay? And he went out there last night and dominated again, which he always does. We're watching one of the great pitchers in Phillies history. In fact, Hugh, I'm willing to go to a place that I've thought about but I haven't said. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever seen for an extended period. No, I'm serious. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched.
Okay.
So, look, Roy Halladay's 2 years when he first got here were brilliant, and I don't know if anyone will ever pitch that well for 2 years. You know, Cole Hamels had a great decade here in Philadelphia.
Yes, he did.
Curt Schilling was the first great Phillies pitcher I remember watching. Obviously, I didn't see Steve Carlton pitch, right? That's kind of a line of demarcation. Maybe people older than me, they have that. I don't have that. I didn't get to watch Steve Carlton pitch. I watched Curt Schilling. I watch Cole Hamels. I watch Roy Halladay. I watch Cliff Lee. Obviously, Aaron Nola has been very good. I've never seen a pitcher this good for this long as I've seen what Zach Wheeler's done. You look at some of his numbers now. They're better than Schilling's first 150 starts. He's done way more here than Roy Halladay was able to accomplish because his career ended, right? It fell off pretty quick at the end mm-hmm. for Roy Halladay. He's better than Cole Hamels. He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever seen, and I have someone sitting next to me that ranked him ninth on his top 11 list. Hugh, your reaction to what Wheeler's accomplishing here, I mean, really, it's remarkable. And it's kind of crazy that he's already put a cap and said in 2 years he's out, right? He's going to retire. Because
And he's looking like he's going out on top.
He's pitching better than he ever has. I mean, he's had a lot of great years here, but this might be his best one. All his numbers across the board are remarkable. Are you ready? And if not ready, are you willing to consider moving and changing your top 11? Number nine? Guy's ridiculous.
Nah.
No.
Okay. I'm not.
Well,
we're
going to keep checking in as
this
show.
I like Wheels, too. You know, Wheels, if you listen, man, you know I got love for you. But
yeah. No,
you
not,
only
not really.
Affect one game a week. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
football players
listen,
affect one game a week.
I'm just saying, but
less
we
games.
Practice. I mean, the physicality is a lot different.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had. You sound like Kyle when you say that because that's Kyle's go-to.
Well, it's true. I mean,
but you practice every week, and you're being touched every day. Wheels gets five days off.
Mostly four or five.
Okay, five. And then
he
gets back
out
there.
And it zeros.
And he has ice on his arm, and he's probably drinking like a pina colada or something. He's chilling for 3 days.
I hope he heard this because he's going to be offended by this.
Wheels, no disrespect, man. You know I got love for you.
Yeah, no,
I got love for you. But you are and you are a phenomenal pitcher. But you're still number nine on the list, respectfully.
No, it's a ridiculous list. I want to call out not just you, but Devin will have to answer for her list coming up at 11. But, you know, when the full list came out, right, it was a combination of us at WIP and all the listeners who voted.
Yeah.
He was behind Jalen Hurts. And look, I'm not interested in a Jalen Hurts thing right now because I'm talking
Phillies.
Well,
you went there.
But he's not. There's no way he's ranked behind Jalen Hurts. He's a better player.
The show has just shifted. Be prepared.
Deep down, everyone that voted, you know the better player is Zach Wheeler. He is dominant.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah. Well, he's not. He's
Zach
dominant.
Wheeler's a hell of a pitcher.
You can make a case he's
every fifth game.
Yes. And the quarterback affects every game once a game a week.
On point like all the time.
So there's a lot there. It hit me last night that he's pitched enough here that I could say comfortably he's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched pitch for an extended period of time. I know that Halladay was outrageous for 2 years,
yeah.
But to do this for six seasons, and there's never been a down year. Like I think his worst ERA here is in the threes. I mean, there's never been a down year for Zach Wheeler, and I think he's getting better with age. 215-592-9494. Buzz, where do you come down, baseball guy Buzz, where do you come down on Wheeler? Is he the best Phillies pitcher you've ever seen?
Yeah, Wheeler's been great. And probably in my lifetime, going off what you said, I know Tom Kelly tweeted it last night, like for the longevity that this guy has done it for, he is as dominant as I've ever seen. And just to refute what you're saying, because you hear this a lot with anytime a pitcher's in the MVP race how do you rank them?
Yeah,
he might only pitch once every fifth day, but he impacts the game at least five times as much as any position player does. So his impact is still like as much as any player on the team. And he is the best Philly right now. He is one of the best. There's an argument for him being the best athlete in the city. I had him top three. I think he's incredible. Having him nine is insane. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Impact, but with that argument right there, though, Buzz, Jalen impacts every game that he's out there on the field.
Sure, if you're comparing him to a quarterback.
But he only has impact on once every fifth game.
Sure,
that's
but
all.
But every game he's taking you most of the time into the sixth or seventh inning.
He's winning you.
Jalen will hand the ball off 30 times.
Even with all that being said, as well as he pitches, if they don't hit it, don't matter. And especially with this team, because we've seen great outings by pitchers. Who had a great outing a couple weeks ago? Was it Ranger? Or was it Chris? Was Sanchez?
Defense allows 50 points, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. That's true. Right. If the defense gives up 50 points and Jalen plays well, he can still lose.
Yeah, but Jalen has the direct ability to say if the Eagles defense did give up 50 points, kind of like they did in the Super Bowl. The quarterback had not in this Super Bowl, but the one before that. The quarterback has the ability to go out there and change the narrative, even if the defense isn't playing well. So he can affect both sides of the ball. If with that being said. He can affect both. If your defense is bad, he has to throw you back in the game. Wheels can't do that.
Well, no, I mean,
and if the offense, if the Phillies' offense is bad, Wheeler can keep you in a nothing-nothing tie.
Well, which he did last week, basically, when they were in Houston. 215-592-9494.
All right. Going to bat for his guy.
Well, I mean, it could be your guy, it could not be your guy.
Oh, yeah, he's
it's
my guy.
Greatness we're watching right now. Where do you come down on Wheeler? We'll get back to the bright stuff, too. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, though, are you willing to say Wheeler's the best Phillies pitch you've ever seen? I am. And I know we all have different criteria for how you kind of view that. And if you were able to watch Carlton, you have a different perspective than people who were not. But I think he's better than Schilling was here. I think he's better than Hamels was here. And for a career, I mean, he's blown past Roy Halladay. I mean, Roy Halladay didn't have as long here, obviously, as Wheeler has. And then the final year and a half of Halladay, he was falling off fast. You said it. We're not seeing any fall off from Wheeler. He's better now than he was when he first got here.
I feel like he's super competitive. He saw what Ranger did the other night, and he's like, yo, I got to go handle my business.
One up him.
He's like, what they say, hold my beer?
Yep.
Hold my beer. Or hold my pina colada, because I've been off for 4 days.
Yeah,
that's
see,
basically
that,
what
this
did.
This is you.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying, hold my pina
you
colada.
You don't respect pitchers.
Hold my double decaf mocha
you
latte.
Don't
Because I've been chilling for 4 days.
You don't respect excellence.
I've been in the hot tub and jacuzzi hanging out.
Yeah.
With my family.
Just like football players hang out all week and they go play on
Sunday.
No,
the grind is real every
the
day.
The mental grind is
no,
real
No, I'm just
in
saying.
That
every,
you got to prepare.
Well, I don't know about the young cats nowadays because they don't really practice. But back in my day when we wore those leather helmets, we was out there grinding every day.
So you're old.
Okay. And, you know, you got hands put on you every day. And every day they weren't healing hands. Sometimes it was a little physical out there.
Yeah.
It's different.
So you got beat up in practice, so Zach Wheeler has to suffer.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, I get
yes,
it.
Zach, if you're listening, yes, that's why you're suffering.
Yeah.
Because I got beat up in practice every day, and you're chilling.
By the way, it's not only you.
With ice on your arm.
Yeah, it's not only you I'm annoyed at. So I have the full list from the top 11, the voting.
Okay, who you got?
Well, the listeners, when the votes came in, right, staff list and listener votes, the listeners had Bryce Harper ahead of Zach Wheeler. I mean, come on. Like at this point, Wheeler is clearly the more impactful player. Unfortunately, because Bryce Harper isn't the guy he was a little while ago. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to Wheeler, what he's accomplished, what he did last night. And Bryce Harper, do you expect Bryce to be Bryce the rest of the season? The Bryce Harper we're used to, you know, the typical Bryce Harper level. I'm not. Hugh is. Where do you come down? Let's go to Aaron, who's in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
You had to go there, Joe.
Well,
I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with you. All I'm going to say is you want Zach Wheeler higher on the list above the number one quarterback in the NFL? Win a championship, my friend. That's all you got to do, and you can put him higher on the list.
Well, I mean, Zach Wheeler's dominated in October. We're going to blame a starting pitcher that can to win a World Series all by themselves?
In the modern era, I think Zach Wheeler is the Phillies' best pitcher that they've ever had. Roy Halladay was a fantastic pitcher, but he wasn't with the Phillies for very long.
Well, he wasn't. And if you just look at the overall body of work, Wheeler's done more here than Halladay. I mean, obviously he doesn't have the perfect game and the no-hitter in the playoffs. Those are special moments. But just the years and time and starts, yeah, he's better. I mean, he's done more, clearly.
And I wanted to you know, you insinuated something yesterday. And Hugh, is it true that a simple bottle of bourbon can get the enemy of the state in your good graces?
Tell the truth.
First of all,
tell the truth, Hugh.
It wasn't a simple bottle of bourbon. It was pretty good. Pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, so pool. A good bottle of bourbon.
I mean, you know, if you're gonna bring peace officers, you better come equipped.
Yeah, but like you
take wine now too. By the way, it's a good bottle.
What this does is it ruins the show, right?
It doesn't ruin.
It
the show.
It does because you can't be
I still
honest.
I'm honest about Cowboy Jim.
No, you're not.
I did. I said he was a bad person.
Say he's a loser.
He's not a loser. He's a bad person because he's a Cowboys
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, see, now you're not being honest.
No, I'm saying he is a bad person because he's a Cowboys fan, but he's not a loser. He got good taste in bourbon.
You know. It's kind of funny with Stewardess Jim. You know, it's kind of flattering when you get some flack from the other callers and stuff like that. It's kind of a badge of honor that I'm proud of. But, you know, Stewardess Jim is kind of like the little chihuahua that lives on everybody's block. That's got that bulldog mouth that as soon as you take a step towards it, it runs away. You know, it's kind of comical listening to Stewardess Jim talks smack.
So we got Carl on Carl.
Yeah,
crime
well, that,
off
yeah,
early,
it's starting. It's going to be one of those days. All right, Aaron, what are you thinking on Bryce? Are you expecting Bryce to be the Bryce we're used to?
Here's what I'm going to say about Bryce, is that unfortunately, watching Bryce reminds me of watching Tiger Woods in his decline. Oh, I think our expectations with Harper being the Harper of old have to be put in the back. You know, those days are over. You know, we need production from him. Not going to be home runs. Probably not going to be triples or doubles. He's probably just going to be a punch and Judy hitter this year. You know, with that wrist,
that
with
is
that back
bad.
Issue.
That is a bad analogy.
He's got too violent of a swing.
This is what you said. You said moving runners.
But no,
you led people down this path.
No, I meant the punch and Judy analogy. But the analogy is sound until he gets healthy. He's not healthy yet.
But when is he going to get healthy if he's playing? Like, this
hopefully
is like magic.
Hopefully on the fly. He gets comfortable. Okay, put it like this, Joe.
It's going to work.
And you're a runner. You know how when you first initially start running, your knees are a little hurting and your back, you might be a little stiff. And as you progress through your run, you start to loosen up a little bit. Hopefully that's the case with Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but as I get older, it hurts more and more, and I run slower and slower.
Yeah, but you got to push through that. You know, as a runner, you got to fight through all of that. You got to fight through.
Yeah, but when you know he's not 25 anymore, though. That's part of this, right? He's in his 30s now. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, it's. I mean, it's just a fact of getting older, right? You know, when you're in your 20s and you stop working out, you go back to the gym in a month, you're back in shape. In your 30s, it might take you a month and a half. You're back in shape. In your 40s. It might take 2 months to get back in shape, maybe 3 months. When you're in your 50s, it ain't coming back. You just got to kind of do the grind and do the grind and do the grind.
You see
whatever results that you can get.
Well, you do, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone. That was a direct shot at you.
No, he had me until he talked about getting back in shape. Because, like, look,
when he said 50s.
Oh no, I'm still in shape. Yeah. I still, you know, I ain't worried about that. People see me. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah. Well, people do see you, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm saying, and you know, they see the shred.
Usually very nice things to say.
Not at all. They'll never say anything.
I don't
nice.
Know if – sorry, let's just recap the first hour of the show. You are not retracting having Zach Wheeler at number 9.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
do you remember who you had at number 8?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Like,
why,
who were the few before him?
At number 8?
I'm going to have to look into that.
What was it, Devontae? Was it Devontae or something?
Devontae Smith.
I missed somebody. My list was a little crazy because I know I had Sayshon Broccoli first, Jalen was second, Bryce was third.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I think Jalen Carter was fourth. I had the list somewhere. Yeah.
A guy we're considering the best Phillies pitcher we've ever seen, you have 9th because he's a pitcher. Right? You will find his list here. Mike found your list here. You had Zach Wheeler. You had Quinyon Mitchell at number 8.
Yeah, I did.
You had an answer for yourself today?
What you mean?
Quinyon Mitchell? After 1 year?
He played every game and you never heard his name. That's pretty high. That's pretty impressive.
So every game, then let's just put Bryce's side on the list. Like, what are we doing?
Last year, Castellanos, Mr. 162.
Yeah.
He's number one.
Castellanos on your list. He plays every day?
No.
Oh, okay.
Castellanos didn't make the list. I mean, I put impactful people on there. Like Wheels made number 9. That's pretty good.
It's not very good.
You think Quinyon Mitchell has a bigger impact on the Eagles than Wheeler on the Phillies?
You don't think Quinyon Mitchell had a bigger impact on the Phillies? I mean, on the Eagles Wheeler's had on the –
No, I don't.
Think so?
No.
Who won the Super Bowl?
The team.
Okay, who was on that team?
53 guys. 53 of them.
See, this is where there's a disconnect because
he plays a luxury position.
Well, I see. Buzz is triggered.
This is your fault.
Buzz is
you
triggered.
You say these
hey,
things.
Hey, Buzz, live your truth,
when,
Buzz.
When
but
you're, when you're a shock jock like you are.
What do you mean, shock jock?
Well, he's referencing.
Live your truth,
he's
Buzz.
He's referencing luxury.
But the bottom line is this. When you talk about impactful rookies.
Yeah.
You cannot dispute Quinyon Mitchell's impact on this team with the luxurious defense
that they had. Very nice season. This guy's the best pitcher that we maybe have ever seen.
Which culminated in a championship. If anything, since Wills has been here, no disrespect, Wills.
Geez. He's one of the greatest big game pitchers of all
time. I'm not taking anything away from his legacy. But the Phillies are regressing. Like
not because
regressed.
Of him. Did you see what he did in the
no,
game
he did.
One last
he did
year?
His thing. He did his
yeah,
thing.
And they
no,
blew
he
it
did.
On
he
him.
He did his thing.
They didn't score. The bullpen blew it. They get the pitch
I'm
again.
I'm just saying. number nine, I think, is respectful.
It's not. It's a disrespectful ranking.
It's respectful.
It's a disrespectful ranking.
Respectful.
All right, so we're going to keep checking in with you over the course of the show to see if you're ready to change your list, because I can't believe.
I'm dug in.
Jake Elliott won the Super Bowl last year. Where's he?
I'm dug in. Buzz.
Mekhi Becton. Put him on the top.
No,
he was on the team?
No, I'm saying. I'm talking about impactful.
Yeah, sure.
Buzz. It's gonna be okay.
It's not gonna be okay.
It's gonna be. I triggered Buzz today.
I'm not sure what got me more fired up this morning. That you won't move Wheeler on your list. That you're dug in on this, even though the guy has performed like one of the great pitchers in the history of the franchise, if not the best we've ever seen. Or the fact that with a straight face in the first segment, you said Bryce Harper could move runners as if that's gonna make any of us feel better.
You know what the best part about that is? It was some baseball purists out there that as soon as that came out of my mouth, they probably threw their radio across the room and said, I can't stand this.
You know
this
why?
Guy.
Because when I think of.
But that's the truth.
He's the number three athlete in the city, according to some.
Yeah,
so he smooths runners over.
This isn't, and I'm going to steal a line from you.
Saying.
Steal a line from you. No disrespect, okay? But when I think of moving runners, I think of Kevin Stocker and I think of Bryson Stott. That I want them to move the runner. I want Bryce Harper to drive the baseball over the wall.
I want him to do that too, Joe. But like we've all agreed, even Buzz, that 70% of Bryce Harper out there is better than nothing. And right now, that's what all we have until he gets comfortable in the new position that he's in.
Well, if that. Let's hear from Bryce again. We played it earlier in the show. If you missed it, Bryce Harper yesterday, when he came back, so he was activated yesterday from the injury. Listen to Bryce Harper in the dugout before the game talking about kind of the standstill he was at and why now to be activated from the injury list.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple days, and you know, from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same result each day. So I thought today was a good one.
You know, that reminds me, you ever seen that movie where Jack Nicholson is like, and he says something about, what if this is as good as it gets?
I think that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, good as it gets. I mean, it's as good as it gets, man, until the offseason. So you got to suck it up. You have to find ways to adjust and still be impactful in the game.
So I think what you just said there might be the reality. This might be as good as it gets with Bryce Harper this year, right?
Yeah.
The Bryce he was in April and May, he didn't really play much in June because he won the Angel. Like, the Bryce we saw in April and May might be the Bryce Harper we're getting this year. And that's like, is that good enough for the Phillies? I mean, it's certainly
going to have to be.
Well, or they're going to have to get a bigger bat to go with him.
Yeah, if they're going to have to get a compliment.
Yeah.
But right now, like I said, and I've been saying, 70%, I'll take it until he figures out what he has to do to get healthy. Because I'm pretty sure that there were conversations being had weeks ago when Dombrowski came out and said that Bryce was okay.
Yeah, it was
it's
cleared.
On him.
Yeah.
That they probably had to sit down and have a real conversation with Bryce about where he was, and he probably went and talked to some experts and everything, and you know, probably fellowship with his wife and whatnot. Not trying to be funny. I'm so serious. Where he was and how he could fix this. And right now, there's no answer. There's no solution. So now he has to figure out how to adjust to whatever we're going to get with Bryce. But I think that he's a good enough athlete that he will. I don't think his story is written. I don't think it's done. You know, I know a lot of people might think that and whatever. I don't think he's done. Now, he might not have the power that he had before this year, but I think he can get it back.
Yeah, so you know what? You know what would make me feel better? And again, I don't know what he's feeling. I don't know if he could do it consistently. If he just turns on a ball and hits it into right field for a home run tonight. Like, it feels like it's been so long since we've seen the real power out of Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Like, the other stuff you're talking about, you know, I'm sure he could. He's a good enough player that he'll hit at a decent average without power, right? He'll probably, no matter what, he's going to be decent.
Mm-hmm.
He'll walk enough where he's getting on base and helping the team in that way. But it's the impact hits that I'm just –
Yeah, it's those moments, those Bryce Harper moments. Because
yes.
Like I said, last night when he was at bat, I expected a home run.
We all do when he gets up.
Yeah, but that's not the case right now. But I was happy that he was out there.
Well, we are. I guess I wanted to be lied to yesterday. I wanted him to stand up there and say, I'm back. I feel good. I'm back. Let's go. And I didn't. I got the truth, and it was like, holy
but
moly.
See, isn't it worse when he tell you, hey, if he'd have sat there and be like, hey, I'm great. I feel great. and did what he did. And then you're looking at him like, well, what? Well, you say you feel great. Why didn't you do what
no,
you
No, but
you
it would have gave me a few days.
See, you gotta lower the bar so that when you exceed expectations, everybody be like, oh, man, he's on his way back. That's how you do that.
No, but I want to be lied to. It's just like, why are you making this complicated on me? 215-592-94. Just lie. Just tell me you're back and healthy and we can move forward. But I heard him yesterday. I felt like we're not getting the real Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Do you expect Bryce to be the typical Bryce Harper now that he's back? I don't. I'm lowering my expectations for what to expect out of Bryce the rest of the season. Hugh still expects Bryce to be Bryce, but then he just throws in there and he'll move runners as if that's okay. As if that's.
I mean, that's what you got to do right now.
No. If Bryce Harper's turned into a Kevin Stocker, Bryson Stott, Mickey Morandini, Gene Segura move runners, then they have a serious hole in the middle of the lineup. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We had a lot to do. All right, so Devin's going to join us coming up at 11 here. Devin also had Zach Wheeler very low on her list. I'm curious if she's willing to change that now. Hugh Douglas, of course, being steadfast. I need everyone's help today to get Hugh to change.
Steadfast.
Yeah, you got to change your mind on the Bryce on the Wheeler thing. You got to move him up your list. I mean, behind Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, it's behind the Jalen Hurts thing. We've debated a million times. It is a ridiculous list for Hugh Douglas.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he's a corner on a defense with 10 other guys.
Guantanamo
yeah.
Bay.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Did his job, yeah. though. He did his job.
To
Lights
the
out.
To the level of the guy we watch on the
Lights
mound.
Lights out. No, it's phenomenal because it's easier to see Wheeler's greatness because he's the only one on the mound at the time. I mean, I give you that.
Yeah,
no question
well,
about that.
Yeah, he's dominating.
But when you know the intricacies of the game.
Oh, I get it. This is the excuse for the list now. The intricacies.
No.
I get it.
I had to chuckle when I said it, though. I had to chuckle.
Everyone laughing with you. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin will join us coming up next. And we'll get to what happened yesterday on the afternoon show. It's got me rethinking my thought that Jack's still going to come back and win this. You got to hear what he said yesterday. Plus, a song has been written about Jack's meltdown. We'll play it for you. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Bryce Harper, are you expecting the typical Bryce now that he's back? I'm not. Hugh is. And Zach Wheeler, are you willing to say he's the best Phillies pitch you've ever seen? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.